Chapter 10, Good Medicine.
"We're home," said Annie.
Bright sunlight flooded the treehouse. Teddy licked Jack's and Annie's faces. They were back in their jeans and t-shirts.
"Hey, silly," Annie said to the dog. "Now we have the second thing to help free you from your spell."
She took the eagle's feather out of Jack's backpack. She put it on Morgan's note, next to the silver pocket watch from the Titanic. "Now we have our gift from the prairie blue," said Jack. "Let your thoughts rise as high as this feather."
"Hey, I just had a thought," said Annie.
"What?" said Jack.
"I bet Teddy had something to do with White Buffalo Woman," she said.
"Why?" asked Jack.
"One second Teddy disappeared in the grass, then White Buffalo Woman appeared," said Annie. "When White Buffalo Woman disappeared, Teddy appeared."
"Hmm," said Jack. He stared at the little dog. Teddy tilted his head and gave Jack a wise look.
"Well," said Jack, "maybe Teddy has good medicine."
"Now you understand," said Annie, smiling.
"Jack! Annie!" A call came from the distance. Jack and Annie looked out the window of the treehouse. Their mom and their grandmother were standing on their porch.
"Yay, grandmother's here," said Annie.
"We're coming," they shouted together.
"Let's put Teddy in your backpack," said Annie, "so we can take him home with us this time."
"Okay," said Jack. But when they turned around, the little dog was gone.
"Teddy?"
said Annie. There was no sign of him.
"Oh, man, as soon as we turned our backs, he slipped away," said Jack, "just like last time."
"Don't worry," said Annie. "He'll find us again soon, I'm sure of it."
She started down the rope ladder. Jack grabbed his pack and followed. As they started for home, a wind gusted through the trees. Jack stopped for a moment to look at the woods. Branches waved their leaves. Birds left the branches and swooped up into the blue sky.
"Blackhawk's grandmother's right," he thought. "All things are related."
"Jack!" called Annie.
"Coming," said Jack. He hurried to catch up with her. Together, they ran out of the Frog Creek woods, up their street, and into their own grandmother's arms.